Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Pleased to be joined by the director here at the Casey Public Library, Charles E. Doherty. We've got summer is upon us. It's really hot out there, and that means it's time for summer reading programs, and we're going to be talking about a pretty cool program that will be coming for the next few years here at the Casey Public Library. So, Charles E., as always, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you for coming.
Yeah, so, first of all, let's talk about that summer reading program, and let's talk about some of the featured events that are going to be there at the program.
Absolutely. So every Wednesday from June to July, come on down to the library. We'll be doing fun things. But the big things we have going on are June 27th at 1, the Science Center is coming. July 18th at 1, the Blank Park Zoo is coming. And July 25th at 1, the Guthrie County Historical Museum is going to come down.
Awesome. And you said you had events every kind of Wednesday throughout the summer. What are the kind of the other activities that are going to be going on as part of the program?
Yeah, we're going to have story time with some books that you probably haven't heard of, but they're really fun. And also, we're going to have the movie Sherlock Gnomes on June 13th. And of course, we're going to have our outdoor movie in the park coming for Casey Fun Days.
And you're also planning a visit to the Guthrie County Historical Museum. How did that come about?
Yeah, well, they're going to come here, we think it's a great program that they have going on up there. We really want to make sure the kids down here can get access to that information.
Absolutely, and I know the theme for county libraries and libraries across the state is Libraries Rock. Are you going to be doing anything with that this year?
We're not going to do Libraries Rock. What we're going to do is Families That Read Together Succeed, and we are programming and our prizes are all going to be based on families getting together and doing things together.
Awesome. And just kind of talk about the ages and if there are any benchmarks for certain achievements or things like that with number of books.
Certainly. So what we do is we count pages. And so we do K through 12. And the teens can win Kindles. And the little guys are going to win different family-oriented prizes. So like one of them is a campout night and you can win a tent.
Oh, that sounds fun. Is there a suggested number of books that each kind of group should read or suggested number of pages that you're looking at? Or?
No, you know, the kids, we have some kids that are just read all summer and they hit big numbers and some kids that don't read as much. And we just want everybody to read, so we don't mind. However, whatever level you're at.
Fabulous. So that's going on this summer. So make sure to check out the Casey Public Library there and read some good books. But something that's going to go a little bit more long term, you're going to have an educational enrichment program. So kind of walk us through that program and how that came to be.
Absolutely. So we had a wonderful woman who puts a lot of effort into the town approach us, and she really loves Thomas Duncan. And so what she did is she put together a funding and a program that will be called the Thomas Duncan Enrichment Program. And what it'll be educational programs that help the community to grow and the surrounding area. You'll see speakers of all different types, maybe some community continuing education, just things for children, things for adults. It'll be all kinds of things to enrich the area.
Yeah, fantastic. And is there anything going to be affected at the library itself, or is this going to be a fully community-based effort?
We will be hitting the project, the library will, but it will be also community-based. So if for larger events, it might be up at the Visitor Center or in our new community hall. But definitely, we hope to see the whole community here, but the library will be in charge.
Awesome. And if there's anybody that kind of wants to get involved in that program or wants some more information, are there going to be meetings throughout the year? Is there going to be a committee? Kind of how's that structure work?
Yeah. So what our board of trustees will be in charge of that. And of course, we meet every first Tuesday of the month, and anyone is welcome to come and participate in that planning.
Fabulous. So all kinds of great things coming to Casey. And, looking at what we had in the previous couple of months, Brenda Clark Hamilton was able to come out here to the Casey Activity Center to give a presentation on not just women's empowerment, but general empowerment. Did you get any reactions from that speaker?
Absolutely. Everyone just really loved her. She really uplifted the community. I know of some women that really just felt like they got a new insight on life from her. So we were very glad to have her.
Now, going back to the enrichment program, is that going to kind of breed speakers like that too, or is it going to be a different variety?
Yeah, it'll be a variety, but we will have adult speakers like that too. We're hoping to get some new information and new viewpoints that maybe our community hasn't seen before.
Excellent. And, you know, another recent development to the KC Full Steam Ahead kind of initiative is brought about by the city of KC, but kind of being impacted a little by the whole community. Is the library going to do anything with that as that continues to take shape?
Absolutely. So we're having a big celebration for our 150th anniversary for the town, and the library will be participating in that too. And just, you know, as a community, we're all moving forward. And of course, the library is always involved in that.
And speaking of that, you know, some things have come out in different media sources, not going to name names, of course, but that have maybe brought about some things in KC that are a little bit troubling. And I think some people have taken a look at that and have maybe formed one opinion or another. But what do you want to say to those that don't know about this community, that maybe have never been here and maybe would think, you know, I could just pass that on the interstate?
Well, you know, my family is fifth generation KC, and we love it here. We moved here in the 40s, and it has been a place where my family has grown and found lots of success. I myself have found lots of success personally and in my professional life here in KC, and we're a place that supports one another. So if you've got a dream, we make that happen here.
All kinds of great things in the small town of KC. Once again, that's the library director here of the KC Public Library, Charles E. Doherty, talking about the summer reading program, the Thomas Duncan Memorial Educational Enrichment Program. I'm excited to see where that goes, and all positive things, KC. Charles E., anything else that we may have missed?
Nope, just make sure you come to KC Fun Days.
Absolutely, and I'm sure we'll be around before that happens. That's in July, so just about a month and a half down the road. So, Charles E., as always, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thanks for coming.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.